Hey, welcome, welcome to Biz Chat, your place of encouragement for faith-based entrepreneurs. I am your coach, Michelle, and over there is Coach Noel. And look at openness. Here is our guest, Liz Green. We have guest Liz Green today. Say hello, Liz. We're going to bring you back in just a second.
Okay, I'll be here.
We are so excited to have Liz on today. It is Friday, March 4th, 2022. And our topic for today is going to be identity in your business with Liz Green. Guys, you're not going to want to miss this. If you've ever felt a little lost or kind of you've lost your way in marketing your business, branding your business, understanding what's behind you, yourself, leading your business, and how you can get back on track if you're feeling a little tossed in the waves, you're going to love Liz's story. It's going to infuse you with not only just purpose, but also let you know you're not alone if this is you, right? So we're super excited to bring Liz on in a few moments. But first, we want to just check in. We always have to do chat time and keep it real because this launching your business journey is full of so many highs and lows, Coach Noel. In fact, having said that, like, thank you for taking over the last couple of broadcasts. Why I needed to deal with some other things.
You're welcome.
Congratulations on launching and hosting and all that stuff. So it's been a little topsy-turvy over here in my world as I've been launching some new products and things going on. And so I just thank you so much for
taking
over. So how's your week been? How are things going business-wise, personal-wise, highs and lows, all those things so we can help these ladies know it's just
the real deal.
Yes, exactly.
Are you hearing me echoing or am I the only one hearing that?
I don't hear it.
Okay, Liz says she hears it.
Okay.
It got better, but I'm not sure what to do to fix it because I'm already on headphones, which is what they say to do.
Yes. So I had to move my mic a little because it's been fussy.
We'll just keep going. Okay. My highs and lows. I have had some pretty good highs of late. I start my first meeting with a PR company tomorrow to help market the book and kind of get that into its formal launch process. And I'm getting so much feedback from the book. It's helping me dovetail some of my courses and stuff. And actually 9 times out of 10, the people, I actually went to a women's retreat over the weekend and a woman came up to me and said, "I'm reading your book." Oh my word. It was so exciting. And 9 times out of 10, it's the chapter on shame that's hitting everybody. And I thought, wow, that I didn't think that when the book published, I didn't think that would be the chapter that was, hitting people. So there have been some really big highs. And I also, my business outside of what we do together for Faith Over Fear Biz Chicks, my business, Change Your Story, has been kind of like word of mouth, no real system, nothing in place to scale. And I was telling God, I need you to show me how to put this all together, you know, because there's a million different options, a million different pieces. Yeah. And I woke up 2 weeks ago with the entire system in my head, just and I was like, oh, I see. And I implemented it this last week and I made more money in 2 days than I make usually in a month.
So good.
Yeah, some big highs this week. And it's all God, you know, like it's just, I wouldn't have gotten there unless he had given me that. And it's been really exciting lately.
I love it. I love that you're talking about too, that you ask God, because you can ask every guru under the sun what you should do, and they will all have a different answer of where you need to go, which way you need to lead off with, what system to put in place. This is the way I made millions scaling this way. Right.
So do what I do.
Yes. And then you get in and you have the wrong mentor for what you actually are figure out later that you're called to do. So this is why we always say, like, oh, ask God first.
And why today's topic is so important too.
So good. Yeah. So let's do it. Let's bring on our guest. We're so excited to have you on here. Liz Green.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
We're so happy to have you on and especially just excited about the topic and how it laid out. We've known Liz for years, and so it's just been so amazing to watch her journey, and we can't wait to share it with you. So Liz, kick us off. Tell us first where you're coming in from, and just a little bit about your family, and then we'll get launching into what we want to talk about more, the identity, how important our identity is to our businesses.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. So I live in the Dallas area, which a suburb, I guess. Arlington is not a suburb anymore because Dallas is exploding. But I have three kids. They're in grade school and they're just precious. And my husband, he's a firefighter in North Dallas. So we are just doing the family thing. But there's also that the entrepreneurial drive that when you have it, you know what it is and you understand like not everybody is wired that. Like everybody has different wirings, right? But anyway, so that's me. I don't know if you want me to keep going with my story or you want to ask questions. Okay.
Welcome in from Texas. And I loved how when we first started chatting about this that you were so honest with me about, you know, this is not an easy journey and you've kind of been pushed around a little bit as you pursued your own entrepreneurial journey. So I'd love for you to just share with the ladies, like kind of
what's your story?
What happened in the very beginning where you kind of like shot up and were kind of playing with some high level marketers and kind of just walk us through, because I think that kind of leads us into where we can hit some danger zones.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I've always loved connecting with entrepreneurs, helping entrepreneurs. Like that's a huge piece of my heart. And, you know, later on in my life, I realized that that's something that the Lord has, that's a, you know, a gifting that the Lord has given me to support entrepreneurs in different ways. And so I came across a community that I fell in love with, just like-minded, love the Lord, an entrepreneurship community. And I was doing what I naturally do within the community, which is connect with people. And so this business, it wasn't initially intended to become this like massive business and take off as quickly as it had, but it was helping to teach entrepreneurs in different aspects, kingdom entrepreneurs. And so long story short, they were growing massively. So I was the first, you know, the owner called me up and basically I was the first hire to come on to just support this business. And because it was growing rapidly, we did a lot of things in a very short amount of time. So we ran hard, we ran fast. And, you know, I gained a ton of experience working with people. And this is like multi-million dollars in sales in a day. Or like, I mean, it is like all of a sudden I'm like in this, you know, I'm a mom, a fire wife, like doing the the mom thing, like maybe starting, I started like a little earring business and I was like, oh, okay, this is like, I'm working next with level. People. Right. I'm working with people that I had been following and like listening to and gaining insight from. And, you know, at that point I would have considered, you know, a business mentor or business mentors. I'm like working with them, like on the phone with them or interacting with them, doing events with them. So it was a lot really quickly. And it was crazy. You know, I mean, honestly, it was like a whole different world than what I was used to.
Yeah.
So good. I mean,
growing fast brings some growing pains.
Very true. That's very true. I learned a lot for sure.
Yeah. So you're learning like some high level marketing skills, seeing kind of the ins and outs of things that get done on multi-million dollar levels. And then something kind of goes a little wonky for you. Talk us through kind of what happened in Liz's space.
Yeah, so, you know, like looking back, you know, hindsight is 2020, right? Like you always are like, okay, I could see where I could have improved there. But also the there is where the Lord is teaching, right? So like, it's really important, I think, to not live from a place of regret, but just from a place of gratitude for the experiences that we have that help to better us and shape us. And so, you know, I entered in, I don't want to say I was thrown in, but like, I almost like threw myself in not really knowing. So it wasn't like I all of a sudden But I entered into that season not really understanding, not like still struggling with my own value and not really knowing that. And so because I wasn't strong enough in who I was, that like my foundation, my value foundation was not strong enough in who I was at that point and where my boundaries were and where I needed to say like, yes, I can do this. No, I can't. Yes, mm-hmm. I'm okay with being treated like this. No, I'm okay. No, I'm not okay with being treated mm-hmm. like this in all areas that it really allowed me to sway easily. So I wasn't this like strong pillar of like, this is who I am.
Yeah.
I allowed other things to influence who I was. So I allowed either like my bank account, like that's something that we can allow to like how we feel about ourselves is determined by all these things, by our bank accounts, by what other people think about us, by our accomplishments. Like there's this huge list of things that if we don't really take, if we don't really have this like strong roots on who we are, then it can easily sway us. And so what also happened is because I didn't have those strong roots, I think we do this, and I think it's important for people to be aware of this, especially entering into business, is to recognize what needs to be put on a pedestal and like where people need to be in our lives, like the placement of people in our lives, because I think it's very easy to hold mentors up in high regard and almost see them in a place where anything that is being said is the end all be all. And no matter what that looks like. And so I'll stop there because I don't know if you guys have questions from that. But you know, I guess to kind of wrap that whole season of my life, I realized that because I had allowed that, I wasn't strong enough, and I had allowed different either negative words spoken to me or over me, or negative treatment, things that I didn't stand up for myself, or I allowed myself to start believing who I was being told I was versus who I actually am.
I love that. I think you hit some nails on the head about markers. Like if we have certain things in our head and we're in the marketing space, we're in the entrepreneurial space, right? We're all trying to grow our business. We're trying to hit the next level. So if all these levels sort of stack up and become the pillar, become the pedestal, and we're in that environment and that's swimming in our heads and we start ranking people and our value and other people's value in the marketing space, instead of keeping ourselves grounded right over in the space of, hey, this is what God says, who I am. This is my true identity. This is where I'm called to. This is where I'm not backing down. This is the boundaries. Like you said, I had all those things over here with your conversation with God start to sort of melt or kind of get overpowered when you're in this marketing space where there's a lot of speak and a lot of language and a lot of posturing, a lot of, you know, trying to make it to the next level, right? And that language starts to overshadow and overpower, you know, the relationship with God and that identity that I was speaking. I was just going to check in with Noelle. You have any questions?
I was curious. I think that this is part of why we talk about knowing your identity and your purpose being so important, because if that's not locked in, it is really easy to kind of like be tossed to and fro. And when those things are locked in. So I guess my next question is, how did that shift for you, Liz? Like, what did God do in you to get you really firm in who you are and your identity?
So it was definitely a slow transition. It wasn't like this, like, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. I really had to take a step back. I had to take a step back from that world, the entrepreneurship world, and not just the entrepreneurship world, the world where you run hard and you run fast and you go, 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 you know, and really give myself permission to not have those expectations on myself Because when you're in that world, or when you're listening to people that are very successful, people that have a lot of wisdom to share because of their experience, like there's definitely a high respect for people who have worked so hard to be bringing in these massive amounts of money. But it, you know, I realized money can change people, and it can allow people to justify actions. And I didn't want to start like myself. I didn't want to be sucked into a place. Not, I mean, you know, there's, I'm not trying to say anything negative about anybody else. Just for me, I knew I wasn't strong enough in who I was. So I needed to take a step back and give myself permission that I don't have to be that. I don't have to be this like, go, 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 you know, do this and do that and learn this marketing technique and do these marketing tools. Like, it's okay to not have this like massive vision and this like huge dream. Like, I can still dream, and it can be whatever size dream that is in my heart, not somebody else's. And I think it's easy for us to project different identities from like either mentors or people we see doing something similar that we would want to do, and almost put those expectations on ourselves. And so for me, to answer your question, I had to step back and just really go to the Lord and really ensure that my connection with the Holy Spirit was stronger than my connection and my admiration of anybody else.
Wow. I think that was, I mean, talk about quotable. You know, that my connection with the Lord is stronger than any other connection. So good.
Very, very powerful. Cause that's really what you were getting at. I think you want to honor everybody who has, you know, worked hard and worked their tails off and done what they've done to reach whatever level is their God-sized dream, but it can't be something that gives them a license or a free ticket to define you and what your God-sized dream looks like. And so I hope this encourages each person listening right now. Your God-sized dream is your God-sized dream. And it may grow and it may take a turn here and there. Like, that's between you and God. And if somebody's coming up against that and has a word against that, like, that's where you have to draw a boundary and say, yeah, thank you for your advice or your opinion or your, but this is where God's taking me. And being able to have enough confidence in yourself and knowing your identity clearly enough to say that doesn't align with the identity God's given me, or the purposes and the plans and the dreams, goals, all those things aren't aligning with what's coming at me from another voice. So I love that you brought that out. So tell us, Liz, now you've kind of gotten to this place where I know Liz, I know where Liz's identity is. I know where her boundaries are. I know who can speak and who I, you know, is allowed to be stronger. It's my voice with God than anyone else's voice. And so now you're re-entering the entrepreneurial space. And I want you to tell everybody like kind of your story of how you kind of got back into the entrepreneurial space and what you're doing.
Yeah. So this is, I mean, you guys are kind of like walking this journey with me as I'm starting to enter back in. So the root, my foundation, I have so much more clarity as to, you know, where I draw the line, you know, operating from a place of integrity always, and not justifying, you know, compromising basically for the sake of money or like a client or a sale or anything like that. And so what has naturally happened over the course of several years is just connecting with entrepreneurs, helping. I think the Lord has given me a mindset for like operations and strategy. So it's like there's the whole heart piece, but then like sometimes you just got to get down to business and be like, okay,
like, need a plan.
Right. And so it's hard for entrepreneurs to, like, they'll have a vision, whether how big or small. And I mean, who's to say what's big and small, right? Like there's no scale there, but however, whatever size your vision is, a lot of times you know what you want, but it's hard to know how to get there. Like, you know the what, you just don't know the how. And so my heart is to help people with the how. Sometimes it's just having that conversation. And I know, like, in the moment, I'll like, it's like something comes to me for that person. I'm like, okay, have you thought about this? What about this? So a lot of strategy. So what I'm doing now is basically just consulting with people, meeting with them. I'm about to launch a, like specifically for people who are just starting and they have nowhere to go. They don't even know, like, how do I even begin this? I know I want to do this. I don't even know how to start. I don't have a website. I don't have a logo. I don't have anything. Mm-hmm. So it's really, I love helping people walk through the basics. So I'm about to do a, I'm not sure if it's going to be 3, it might be 7-day, but a DIY Your Biz Blitz, where we kind of hone in and I teach people the start to finish, like, hey, stuff like if you just want to have something to get started, we're going to talk about how to create your own logo, what programs to use, websites, strategy behind websites, because a lot of people just like throw some stuff out there, mm-hmm. How to do marketing, how just like the basics on our marketing yourself, or, you know, in your business, in the strategy behind just some ninja marketing tricks that I picked up on the past few years, and really just give people an opportunity just to learn, well, how do I even begin this from a practical standpoint? And then talk through some strategy on that as well. So I'm excited.
Awesome. Yay, sounds great.
Super exciting, guys. So if you if you're sitting there going, I don't even qualify for your launch school yet, guys, because I haven't even launched. Here's where you start. You start with Liz. Liz is going to be a safe person to get you talking through just a concept and getting it kind of launched. And so we will be working right alongside Liz. We'll be partnering with her. We love Liz. And so if you haven't gotten off your God-sized dream and you really feel like you've been poked and prodded enough, enough is enough. You need to get started. Get a hold of Liz. Liz will be a great place to bounce around some ideas, get things rolling, and get something launched this year. You got to get it launched. Like, this is the year. 2022 is the key year. So we want to see you guys. We want to see everyone who's been tapped on the shoulder enough to know that God is calling you to do something, to get a hold of Liz. Come on in. She'll get you strategized and launching. And then we can talk about getting you over into our launch school after you have a plan in place and you know what God's calling you to. So Liz, thanks so much for being on our show today. We know that you encouraged so many women today to trust themselves and not get overwhelmed with all the other voices, but to calm themselves, take a step back if needed, hear what God has to say, and move forward in the knowing that you and God are enough. You and God are enough. The rest of the people around you are just here to lend a helping hand. And so we thank you for just getting yourself in position to do that for other entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. And I just want to say that I've been following y'all I've been following you guys. And I love, something that really the Lord has been speaking to me a lot recently is like healthy pressure and unhealthy pressure. Mm-hmm. And I love that you guys are so intentional about not putting this unhealthy pressure, especially as women, if you have kids or you're doing all the other things that we juggle in our lives, we can put this unhealthy pressure. We're seeing all these people doing these things. And you guys are so great about not putting that pressure in an unhealthy way. Resting and just, that's not the Lord's way. I don't think the Lord's way is to feel like heavily burdened to like meet these expectations all day, every day, because other people are doing it, So I appreciate that you guys are teaching that.
That's great feedback. Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. That is our goal. We want to see you pushed and
encouraged.
In the point where you get outside of your own mindsets that are holding you back, but you're right. We never want to push you beyond the pace that is, we call a grace pace.
I love that.
in the flow of grace, right? All right, Liz, thanks so much for being with us today. And if you know someone who would benefit from this, please share it today. Please share the broadcast, share the podcast, share the link. Pick one person that will this would encourage today. So we'd love to have that. Also, if you've never connected with us, we have a Calendly link. You can head on over to Faith Over Fear Biz Chicks on Calendly and book a call. We would love to evaluate your business idea. You've got something that hasn't quite gotten off the ground. We'd love to meet with you and see how our programs can assist you.
And they can do this on Facebook, right? There's a link that'll
there's a link on our Facebook page too. Super easy to get to. And we'll have it in the show notes as well. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Biz Chat. And we will see you next week, same time, same place. Share Woo-hoo! With your friends. We love to encourage our faith-based entrepreneurs. So we'll see you next time.